In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Kessler, who also scored in New England. Ball played by Nowitzki. Long Boettcher on a bounce just outside the box. Just free throw. No, it's Choo-choo. And Toy Shirt flushes it home. 4 minutes in at City Park.
Well, that was the call last night from Joey Zanaboni on our sister station, Y98, as the City did get on the board quite early in last night's match, but ultimately come up short against Minnesota United last night. We're happy to have the sporting director of St. Louis City SC, Lutz Pfannensteel, with us here. Let's just start with last night. John Hackworth said after the game, obviously, he was disappointed. The room was disappointed. That was a game that coming in, they felt like they had the opportunity to win, and they come up short. Lutz, your thoughts on last night?
Yeah, I was disappointed as well. Very simple as that. You know, in my opinion, not good enough. Started well against a team which was beatable, against a team we had to beat. And, you know, for me, it was one of the worst games we played all season. And I think the moment we picked for a performance like that, when you know you go out there and you play for everything, would have been a golden opportunity to close down the gap to the playoff spots. Would have been 5 points away from Minnesota. And, coming out, you look strong. You look sharp in the first few moments. And you have one bad mistake in the middle of the first season. And then somehow everything breaks slowly into pieces. And, you know, I could come up again now with 55 different excuses from not given penalties to given penalties or whatever. In the end of the day, it all doesn't matter because we did not perform up to the standards that we want to see us and we want to be. And that's the truth about this game yesterday. So we need to, want to finish strong. We have 5 more games, and that's very important to look out for 2025 already. So, we need to focus on that last 5 games to finish the season definitely on a high and not come up again short like yesterday.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your sentiment when you're talking about, you know, whatever the case is officiating wise, right? That there could have been a penalty called one way for City. There was a penalty awarded for Minnesota in the 62nd minute, but as you said, it's not necessarily those calls. It's how you react, how you respond to those things, correct?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and there is always that room for things happening, things you cannot control. I think you can control your own performance and your own mentality and the way you go out there, that you want to be on that field to the last moment and fight and try your best. Referee decisions, that's something you can't control. And, there is no point for us to whine around about that. We whine a long season now that this didn't go out well. And we had lots of injuries now. We have another 2 injuries coming up yesterday with Durkin and Kessler coming up at halftime, 2 of our most defensive structure players. And then, we need to replace them. And shortly after halftime, we concede a goal. But then again, it doesn't matter. You know, that's also happening with other teams. They also have injuries. They also have red cards. There's also referees sometimes making a decision which is unfortunate. We just have to deal with that and get better and learn of performances like yesterday, that that is not what we want to show to our fans when they're coming to the stadium. This is not the way we prepare ourselves during training, where we work hard and then we don't really bring it onto the field on a Saturday. It's just the things we need to face this week and have a good talk and regroup and see that, the playoff spots, mathematically, we are still in there. But, you know, we also need to be a little bit realistic here and be aware that it's mission impossible. Till it's not over, it's not over. But we need to start winning games, simple as that. We haven't won on the road for a long, long time. And that's another one which we need to, one of these curses we need to break, hopefully next week, and then really going with a positive mind going to 2025.
Lutz Vandensteel with us here, the sporting director at St. Louis City SC. Since you mentioned them both, Henry Kessler with the knock to the head, went into concussion protocol. Chris Durkin had a little issue with the knee. Do you have any updates on those two today?
Yeah, that's all. You know, they're all going into some tests and seeing the doctor today. So we will figure that out probably by tomorrow if there's a longer break or if they will be available next week. I think Henry looked pretty good after the game. We had blur vision at halftime, so that's always important to follow these protocols. You know, that's the health of a player is more important than the result in the end of the day. And let's hope that Chris, which played a great first half, by the way, I know that the knee's okay. I think this is really important in moving forward. But it sums it up a bit, to be honest. The amount of injuries we had this season, and then yesterday at halftime, we are forced to take two players off. It's never easy, but as I said, you know, that's something you can't control. You need to deal with it.
You obviously made a coaching change mid-season this year. John Hackworth playing a little bit of a different system with regards to possession. I was listening to the game last night on Y98. They talked a lot about it, but by the end of the night, 58% possession time. Again, a little different than the way the team operated under Bradley Carnell. Is that something that is a focus of John Hackworth's? And are you seeing some of what you wanted to see with John Hackworth in charge of this team?
Yeah, our philosophy, our style of play haven't changed. You know, we still want to be a high-pressing team. We still want to be a team which gets into the counter-pressing moments, high intensity. What we do, so our numbers when it comes to physical numbers, pressing moments, sprinting, high-intensity runs, that all stay pretty much the same. But yeah, we also signed 6 new players, you know, that right. Transfer window. So I do expect from players which we bring in from Germany that there is a bit more possession there and there is a bit more creativity with the ball which we showed in recent weeks. So, you know, I don't want to sound like a sour grape here, because we also had some good games in recent weeks. We had some good victories. We had played some nice attacking football. So it's not all bad. It's just that the game yesterday, which obviously sits still in my stomach, as you can hear. We do have more possession. I think we create also a good number of chances again. But I believe that John is doing a good job. John has a very, very good relationship with the players. The players enjoy playing for John Hackworth, and that's where we stand right now.
As you move into the last few games, as you mentioned, road wins have been hard to come by. You'll play against the San Jose Earthquakes in San Jose next week. It's another game that I have to imagine that, looking at it going into that game, this feels like, looks like a game that, frankly, you should come away with points.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we made it very clear that it's a must-win game. It's a six-pointer against Minnesota, and it's not different going to San Jose. I mean, San Jose haven't won many games. We've beaten them at home. Yes, we're going there definitely to win the game. There is no other way of explaining. We can't travel to the team which is at the moment last in the standing and would be happy with a point. We had plenty of opportunities in recent weeks to get that so much wanted away win. You know, being up in Portland 2-0, 3-1, 4-2, and conceding in the 99th minute to be a 4-4 also being up for a long time in New England and have opportunity to actually win this game last week. We somehow always managed to be very close to get an away win, but and we got lots of draws. But I think we have enough draws this season. I think for us now, it's you know, we want to win this game. That's an opportunity to break that bad series of not having won for nearly a year on the road, which is a crazy number. So that's something we need to focus on this week, and we definitely want to come away from San Jose with 3 points in the pocket.
Lutz Van Steele, I appreciate you taking the time as always, and I really appreciate you being candid, offering us a candid opinion. And I know that, as you said, that loss isn't sitting well, and I don't think anybody here wants that loss to be sitting well. That's the way we expect that to be. We expect that level from you. So I appreciate you coming on and talking about it with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Lutz Van Steele, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. They dropped the game last night, 3-1 to Minnesota. They head to San Jose for a matchup with the Earthquakes. That is next week, coming up on Saturday night. We've got just a little bit of time left. We'll visit shortly with the Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, as we come back here on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, coming back on KMOX.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.